Okay, we are joined by today's runner-up, Ross Chastain, driver, the number 10 Nutrien Ag Solutions Chevrolet for Colic Racing. Ross, that was quite a show out there. Tell us about your experience there in the unhinged 300.
Yeah, it turned out good, and that's all that matters in these places. If you can finish, you've accomplished something. So we were strong all day, and our green flag pit stop, I mean, that's how you draw it up. When you want to pit, get on pit road and the caution come out, and you're able to restart with all your teammates up in the front. That was really good. So unfortunately, Anthony in the 21 sped, and I knew it as soon as we got on the brakes off turn four, he was leading me and I knew he was going to speed. So he got back up there and was there to fight with us at the end. But, you know, it definitely was good. You know, felt really good. I'll be honest. That was the best I've ever felt finishing second for sure.
Okay, we're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Ross, hit the participant's icon and raise your hand. We're going to start off with Casey Campbell. Go ahead with your question, Casey.
Thanks, Matt. Hello, Ross, and congratulations. You know, coming in and seeing Justin Haley win and for Colic Racing and for where this team was just a few years ago and being part of it, what does that mean to the entire Colic Racing team to see the 11 car win?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's everything. That lead filter gutter protection car has not won. The 16 has won, I guess, technically. Well, the 16's won twice. The 10's won with all different paint schemes. A lot of times they were just one-offs, which are great, right? We like sponsors that jump on board with us. But, you know, your tried and true supporters and Matt Colic and everybody up in Ohio, that's the watermelons of this team, you know, pun intended. So, you know, definitely felt good, you know, if I couldn't win, for him to get it.
You know, talking about, you know, here at Talladega, what was it like, you know, drafting out there and, you know, really talking, putting the pieces together? What is it like really to draft at Talladega out there?
Man, there are no words. I really can't describe it because these tracks here in Daytona are the easiest when you're by yourself. If you have nobody else around, it's the easiest track to go around. But you put 39 other people out there, or however many were out there today, and it becomes they talk about a chess match, and I'm not that good at chess, but I do okay here. So it's the aggression level on lap five. Jeb said it. He's like, man, lap five, I thought we were all going to crash. And I agreed. I mean, it was, you have to be that way these days. You know, Tyler Reddick the last couple of years raised the bar. Elliot Sadler for years controlled these races. Him and Brett Griffin, and you know, Brett's a big part of this program with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Colic Racing. He spotted for me last year when we won at Daytona. I've talked to him a lot over the course since, you know, we started working together, you know, early in 2019, and just listened to him talk in conversation about super speedway racing and how to approach it changed my outlook, and talking with Elliot, and then just getting with a team like this that Matt says go. I don't care if you bring it back or not. Chris Rice says the same thing. So giving the drivers the confidence to go execute is key.
All right. Congrats, Ross. Thanks.
Yep, thanks.
Our next question will come from Gavin Doe. Go ahead with your question, Gavin.
Thank you, Matt. Congratulations on the runner-up spot there, Ross. You know, obviously pushing Justin Haley to a win. And with, you know, winning that dash for cash, how much of an impact does it have for you as a driver as well as for Colic as a race team? Because the speed has definitely been there and it's become more evident this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the almighty dollar still wins in the world. So it'll go a long way, and it doesn't all go to me. You know, no driver gets all of it, so don't let anybody fool you. But, you know, everybody gets bonuses of the team. Everybody, it helps the whole program. It makes the bad days a little easier. You know, it helps the bottom line for sure. So just knowing that Xfinity and everything they do to not only support the race teams and support the series, you know, I haven't always been the biggest advocate because I really didn't understand what they were trying to do. And I haven't bought into the mention them in every interview program. I haven't bought into just, you know, everything that they do. And it was never for any bad reasons. It's just, honestly, I didn't understand and I didn't educate myself. So learning about it this year, you know, knowing we would be competing for it, you know, in all reality, I never had a chance to be in the Dash for Cash. I never had, you know, a chance to participate in a program like this. So to educate myself, you know, this year, and just, you know, really understand what their company believes in and how they go out and execute and how they use NASCAR as a platform is key. And, you know, obviously we're all NASCAR racers. We love our sponsors. We love everybody that's on these race suits and then the banners behind me. But, you know, Xfinity does it different and on a lot bigger scale than I was ever aware of. So it's humbling to be an ambassador for them and to, you know, race for them in their series. And wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Our next question will come from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead with your question, Ashley.
We saw the celebration post-race with you and your teammates. How is the relationship between you guys, as it seems like it's pretty awesome?
It is. We're like a bunch of just buddies at school. You know, can you guys hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In all reality, I think AJ and Justin are probably a little closer, honestly, because they have this like weird father-son dynamic. So I'm just like the either like a distant cousin or an uncle or a nephew or something. I don't know where I fit in exactly, but I wedge myself in there. And yeah, I mean, you know, when we won Daytona last July, I wanted the other two cars to come down and do burnouts with me. So I had to go down there and spin around a little bit and you know, those kind of memories and you know, just enjoying that moment. I've learned to really enjoy these moments in NASCAR because there was a time where I didn't think I was going to be around, you know, much longer, let alone the time I had been here. So these two make it fun. You know, it's a laid back atmosphere at the shop. Matt Colley gives us more reach than we probably need, but he gives us the reach to go do what we want to do.
See y'all in the morning.
Our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Ross. Justin now is 21, I guess, and he now has a win in all three national series, plus he's won in ARCA. He talked a little bit about after the race about not having a ride secured for next year. What do you think Justin's future in NASCAR is?
He's going to be just fine. You know, nobody is ever, you know, promised or guaranteed anything in this. I know, you know, I think it'll be fine. I don't know the details, but he's executing. He's came a long way since I really got to know him last year. You know, and this year he, you know, it just clicks. And it's the same way with, I feel like myself, a guy like Jeb Burton, you know, it just starts clicking for us. And we've all, like Jeb and I have came up together through these ranks of the truck series. You know, a couple seasons he'll be ahead. And then a couple seasons later I'll be ahead. And we both just keep fighting. And we're both still here, and Justin will be the same way. You know, it's not easy. It's not all going to be how you draw it out. Obviously, we all go through ups and downs in racing and in life, but, you know, Justin has grown up. I think he can handle whatever comes his way. You know, there was a time, I'll be honest, he probably couldn't, and it would have been bad. But I think now he's 21, but he's a lot more mature than I was at 21, and that's all came in the last little bit, so – he's got good people around him. We both work with Spire, and, you know, I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we're teammates and colleagues, and we both work with Spire. So it's one big family.
Thank you, man.
Our final question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead with your question, Chris.
Ross, Plug Racing really seems to be on a roll right now. What does it say about you guys heading to Pocono next weekend and the rest of the season and potentially even the championship run?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true for the drivers, for sure, you know, and it's so cool that, for me, you know, I'm selfish, I'm a race car driver, that most of the teams I'm driving for are competitive. You know, we've got chances to win here at College Racing, we've got chances to win in the Nice Motorsports trucks, and it's just, Chris, it, you know, I've known you pretty much since I got to Charlotte, and, you know, from some pretty, you know, not bright early days of just trying to stay around Mooresville, living at Bobby's shop at SS Greenlight, just trying to, you know, immerse myself in the sport. It's humbling to get where we've got.
Thanks, Ross.
Yep. Good deal. Well, Ross, congratulations on the great run out there today, and good luck next week at Pocono.
Thanks, Matt. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.